You're tuned to WLEW Sports as what appears as a Laker mascot is now on the field. As a former mascot, I greatly appreciate it. I'm not quite sure the accuracy of a Laker, though. It's more of a, what I'd call it a duck.
Yeah, it looks.
It's a green and yellow and white Daffy Duck. We'll run with it. It almost looks like a toilet seat cover as a stomach there.
Oh, too funny. I'm glad they're having fun with it.
Oh, it's much appreciated indeed. I'm always a fan for mascots, having been Sparty for 4 years. But let's take a look at direct comparison between Harbor Beach and Lakers, our game of the week here. As the wind blows, 24 miles separate these two schools, but as the fleet is trailered, 30.5 miles across M142. Harbor Beach has 252 students in high school compared to Elkton Pigeon Bayport's 301. Assuming that the wheels don't fall off the wagon and both Lakers and Harbor Beach make it into the playoffs, initial week four projections from snoozetoyou.com have these teams both in the Division 7 playoffs, which would bump Harbor Beach up from defending their Division 8 title. But all of that can change very quickly, especially with 5 weeks still left in the regular season. Last year, the Green Machine went 4-5, winning 3 of their last 4 games. Couple that with this year, Lakers have won their last 7 of 8, or a winning percentage of 87.5. Harbor Beach has won 27 of their last 30 games, 90%. Offensively, Harbor Beach has scored 170 points on the season, or 42.5 averaging. Lakers has scored 111 for an average of 27.75. On defense, Lakers have given up 56 points over 4 games, or 14 points per game. Harbor Beach, 54 points, 13.5 defensively. Elkton Pigeon Bayport and Harbor Beach first played football against each other in 1965, with the Pirates taking the first meeting 6-0. That began one of the most storied area rivals, and now 28 times Harbor Beach and Lakers have met. Elkton Pigeon Bayport leads the historical series 16-12. In the 1960-61 school year, Bayport, Elkton, and Pigeon High Schools combined to form one powerhouse of a program, and the rest is history. So, Dave, that leads me to this week's trivia question. From 1950 to 1959, of the records I could find, which of the three high schools had the best success against Harbor Beach?
Meaning Bayport, Elkton, or Pigeon?
The Pigeon Panthers, Elkton Elks, or Bayport Clippers.
Wow. At least this is my best odds yet here, I think.
Well, you have a 33.3% chance of being victorious.
I had that figured out already. I have no clue. I'm going to go I'll go with Elkton Elks.
You're going with the Elkton Elks. Well, the Elkton Elks went 5-4 with one unknown result. But the actual answer is the Pigeon Panthers, 7-1 with 2 unknown scores, including 6 shutouts against Harbor Beach. So Pigeon Panthers, 7-1. The best record from 1950 to 1959 over Harbor Beach.
And what about Bayport?
I couldn't find any result of them. Or we figured there was a football team. If someone knows this, please call the radio station. Fill us in. But actually, the lights on the soccer field actually came from the football field in Bayport. So we're quite sure there was a football team at one point. But we can't find any records of that.
Gotcha. It's so interesting. Hopefully somebody can help us out there.
Well, we are just fast approaching the kickoff with less than 5 to play. As the Elkton Pigeon Bayport Lakers trying to stay perfect and move to 5-0 on the season, their best record would be since 2002, a year they went to the state semifinals and lost to Hopkins. It's time to take one more quick break as the Lakers are coming on the field as we speak. We'll be back after this on WLEW Sports.
Saturday, September 28th, Randy's Hunting Center in Bad Axe celebrates their 25th anniversary open house with one-day-only specials. Incredible deals on guns, crossbows, archery equipment, and accessories. Backwoods Hunt Club will be roasting a wild hog. Factory representatives on hand from Darton, Ten Point, Leupold, Smith & Wesson, Ruger, Weatherby, and Traditions. Double crossbows on site in the Darton shooting trailer. Darton Terminator Complete Crossbow Package, $499. Thousands of new guns in stock, including many you just can't find anywhere else. Get a $20 gift card with any Smith & Wesson purchase. Smith & Wesson Military and Police 1522 with 16.5-inch barrel. Six position stocked and 25-round clip. Many different options starting at $459.95. Ruger SR22 pistol with 3.5-inch barrel. Includes soft case starting from $299.95. That's the 25th anniversary open house at Randy's Hunting Center this Saturday, September 28th.
Hi, this is Mike Brown. Don't miss the event of the season, the anniversary open house, this Saturday at Randy's Hunting Center, located at the east end of Bad Axe. Call 989-269-GUNS. That's 269-GUNS.
This is the one you've been waiting for, the Polaris Factory Authorized Clearance Event at Ball Equipment in Sandusky and Richmond. With rebates up to $1,000 on select models and financing as low as 2.99%. We're talking brand new 2013 ATVs and Rangers. The hardest working, smoothest riding vehicles for work, punch, and play. The ultimate combination of power, suspension, and agility, the Polaris Factory Authorized Clearance Event. Hurry into Ball Equipment in Sandusky or Richmond, your authorized Polaris dealer. Offer ends September 30th while supplies last. Rebates vary by model, financing, and rates based on creditworthiness. See your participating Polaris dealer for details. ATVs can be hazardous to operate. Polaris adult models are for riders age 16 and older. Always wear a helmet and be sure to take a training course. Polaris Rangers are not intended for on-road use.
Life is full of difficult choices, but switching to a water furnace geothermal heat pump is not one of them. Water furnace units use the free renewable energy in your yard to save up to 70% on heating, cooling, and hot water. There's a 30% renewable energy tax credit. And for a short time, you'll save even more. The Perfect Choice Savings Event offers up to $2,000 in instant rebates on select water furnace geothermal packages.
Hi, this is Matt Revert. Get up to a $2,000 instant rebate when you install a water furnace geothermal system from B&D Heating, Cooling, and Plumbing in Bad Axe. We support local sports and the pursuit of academic excellence.
Your local hometown grocery store, Pigeon IGA, is proud of our community, proud of our school systems, and proud of our area Lakers sports team. Have you stopped into Pigeon IGA lately? You'd be proud of their selection and prices. So whether you're picking up lunch or dinner for the family, with Pigeon IGA's roasted chicken, rotisserie chicken, macaroni salad, potato salad, and more from the deli, remember you can stop in regularly for your weekly grocery shopping too. They thank you for your continued business and support of our community. That's Pigeon IGA, located on the corner of M142 and Caseville Road in Pigeon.
Hometown proud, America IGA.
That's the sound of the Laker marching band, marching green and white in their new uniforms this year. Looking very sharp as we have a packed house. Both sides of the field are full. The stands are absolutely packed. And we're actually trying to get a picture of the stands here, and we're going to be uploading that to Twitter. Of course, you can follow along in all the game's action as we live tweet the entire game with in-game updates, stats, and photos. Simply follow at WLEW Sports on Twitter. All one word, WLEW Sports. It is time to look at both teams on the field. Dave, did you catch who won the toss there?
No, actually, I didn't see that either.
I didn't see
either,
it either. So we're so enthralled by our pregame show.
Well, and then those great floats that went by, Clark.
That's right. It was nice to see. Lakers drove the floats right onto the track and went all the way around the field, and a lot of creativity from all four classes here in Laker High School.
Yeah, I have no idea who won, but they all four were deservingly great. Personally, my favorite was the roller coaster.
Junior
class. That was very impressive.
Looks like a little PVC pipe recreated.
Hey, it's all creative, yes.
That's right. I love it. Lakers on the field in their black pants, green jerseys with white lettering, flat green paint on their helmets with a metallic L wheeled L on the both sides of their